سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. I love the zikr, Haji Abu Yusuf. I love the zikr. Allahu Akbar. Allah. I think it's in total about 13 minutes, 14 minutes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When it's 5:33 South African time, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. And I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 20th of Ramadan, the 20th of Ramadan, 1444, which is also the 12th of April, 2023. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad this early Wednesday morning on our Q&A. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 77 and 78. In our previous lesson, we know that now the 11 brothers were leaving Egypt, and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam informed one of his employees to take the cup of the ruler and place it in the bag and luggage of Binyamin, Benjamin, and then when they traveled for a few hours or some time, then they were called and somebody stole something. They said, no. And then when they investigated, they found that cup right in the bag of Binyamin, Benjamin. So now they said, what must we do? So this is where we continue. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 77 and 78. Qalu, they the 10 brothers now. They one side and Binyamin, Benjamin is on the other side, because now the evidence is all against him. The prima facie evidence. They said, قَالُوا إِيَسْرِقْ, if he stole, meaning Binyamin stole. But they even used the word e, in, which means conditional clause. If he stole, فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. All this is happening now in the court of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Then indeed his brother also stole before. So yeah, they're trying to say and alleging that Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, also stole. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So what had happened was, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was very, very young, then somebody was worshipping idols and so forth. So he took all those idols and ran away with it and smashed it. So that you don't call stealing, that you say Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahnil Munkar, to command the good and forbid the evil. But these brothers did not know they are addressing Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So what was his response now? For us, remember all prophets and messengers before Nubuwwat, even prior to receiving Wahi revelation, and after revelation, they are ma'asum, they are protected from all types of sins and vices, and that is ijma and consensus on that issue. So they are ma'asum from vices and sins. So means they are protected by divine protection. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is listening to them. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Hence he, Joseph, he concealed it in his heart, in his mind. He did not say anything. ولم يبديها لهم. He did not expose anything to them as yet. موقعي شناسي مردم شناسي. You must know on which occasion what to say, and you must know to whom you are speaking. So this is موقعي شناسي. He knew this is not the appropriate time to inform them. In his mind, he said, قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا. He said in his mind, you 10 brothers, you are worse than that. You took me and dumped me in the well. You took me and sold me in the slave market. And what are you talking about, us 2 brothers, the full brothers, Benjamin and myself? But nevertheless, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. And Almighty Allah is all-knowing regarding what you are describing and saying. قَالُوا. Now they started pleading. And they started telling Joseph, but they're not aware they're speaking to Joseph and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالُوا. They said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. O you minister, O you high-ranking diplomat and minister. إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. He has a father. He's very, very old, advanced in age. Have mercy on us. Show us some compassion. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا. Release him and take one of us in his place. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily we see you, that you are those people, that you fulfill your duty with beauty, and you are so kind-hearted and so generous. Please take us. So what did Nabi Yusuf Joseph alayhi salam, peace be upon him, say? Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with that. Let us take you around the world, news, views, interviews, and tell you what's happening, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Myanmar, Burma, there was a very, very big tragedy. The army there, the junta, they used their aircraft and they bombed the people, school children, more than 50 of them died. And they just get away with impunity. So imagine that. And you know the oppression they cause against the Muslims. This is not only Muslims, against their own opposition as well. And United Nations said the most oppressed people on this earth are the Muslims there in Burma, in Myanmar. Allah have mercy on them. Russia, for their conscription now, they will be sending emails and using social media, and that person must come up, remember, so he can go serve there in the army against Ukraine. And Bibi's son, Benjamin Netanyahu, this Benjamin is an evil Bibi, and his son Yair, Y-A-I-R. So yeah, the ties now between America and Israel is no more so good. So he is adding fuel to fire and is sending out messages causing harm to the ties, bilateral ties between America and Israel. That suits us fine. And he's one of the chief advisors to his father. His father is getting blinded by his love for his son, you know. But that suits us well, as long as they keep on making wrong decisions. Thursday, a big, big protest is expected in France against Macron. He and Bibi Netanyahu, one of the most disgraced people on this earth by their own people. So the French are dead against him, against Macron. He's not a harami regarding the cartoons and so forth. We can't forget all that. In Ecuador, there's a big warfare going on between the gangs there. So 9 people were killed between Colombia and Ecuador because they have all these, you know, people demanding extortion and so forth. So Russia to crack down on e-cigarettes. See, cigarettes is very bad. In Islam, we say it's not permissible. Nor must you buy it, nor must you sell it, nor must you smoke it. So Russia. Well done to Russia, cracking down on e-cigarettes. The Taliban, now see you Westerners and you Muslims who are apologetic and bootlicking the West. Taliban, in 1 year, they placed a ban on the poppy cultivation. What America and their allies could not do in 20 years, Taliban did that in 1 year. So give them credit for what they are doing. Remember that they are the people of faith and Iman and Islam. So Israel, remember, are protesting against Bibi. Again, he gave a talk yesterday to his people. People got so upset. Another protest came out there in Tel Aviv, and some jutlas and haramis got arrested and so forth. So they say the only way out, you must remember, from this impasse is there has to be new elections in Israel. And Allah Ta'ala will curse them, punish them till the whole state becomes a failed state, and then they crumble. Our two Palestinians were martyred yesterday by these harami Israel as jutlas. La'anahumullah. See, another enemy we got. Quran has mentioned all this. Chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Supara, six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemy will be the Jew and the Mushrik and the idol worshipper, the Hindu. We never say every Jew, every Hindu, but we will say majority of them. You just have to look at Israel and India. Modi and his BJP, they have made Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal is an iconic place, one of the wonders of the world. But now in the new curriculum, in the new syllabi, it's disappeared and so forth. So anything attached to Muslims, remember, Modi wants to remove it and erase it from the history of India. 700 years rule, he wants to remove it. So what do you say of such a person? We say the butcher of Gujarat, and we will keep on reminding him. Erdogan in Turkey starts his election campaign. You know, elections there are on the 14th of May. Now listen to our country. You know, when we have incompetent people, this is what happens. You know that South Africa were not successful in the extradition of the Gupta brothers with the UAE government. Now we come to realize that you have to send certain documents and you have to send a warrant. And that warrant was not sent. Now what you call that, I'm asking you. To me, it is impotence, great clumsiness, and people who are not fit to be there, they're running the show. So therefore, we become the laughing stock of the world. Today in South Africa is the 20th of Ramadan, so tonight your etikaf will start. Before Maghrib, you should be in the masjid, you brothers. And remember, in our great history, today, 20th of Ramadan, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Fatih Makkah took place. 10,000 Sahaba, students, companions of the Master alayhi salam, came with Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Mecca, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his asa mubarak, the stick mubarak, was knocking down the idols that were inside the Kaaba, outside the Kaaba Musharrafa. Jaa al-haqqu wa zaqa al-batil. The truth has come and the batil, falsehood, has perished. So that is a great, great incident. How he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conquered not only Mecca, the land and sand, but the hearts of people. And yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja took place. And then people entered into Islam in their big, big droves and big, big groups. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ameen. And Masjidul Aqsa. Ameen. And all our masajid throughout the world. Inshallah, today with Mu'az Ahid between 8:30 and 9 will be Mufti Masihullah Qaji of Port Shepston. 11 to 12 will be Bless of Marriage, Mohana Arafat and myself. And inshallah, 1:05 to 1:30. Today we discuss Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Surah Kafirun, inshallah. Aziz.
Ameen, 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 tum, ameen. Ustaz, just before we start with the question, the Padia family are requesting Ustad to make special dua for the passing away of Marhuma Fatima Padia. Ustad,
yesterday, let me just tell you, our namaz time, salat time has changed to 5:20, so therefore now we will start the program 2-3 minutes later, but alhamdulillah, everything is fine. Yesterday after Maghrib, I spoke to my sister, and she was very close to Marhuma Fatima Padia. To you, the listeners, let me give you some background which you're not aware of. That it was yesterday morning around 8:15 in the morning that, you know, the family saw that her health is not good and deteriorating. They told her, take the zamzam. She said, no, inni sa'ima, I'm fasting. So, mashallah, she was fasting, Ramadan, and then she read kalima, and then she passes away. So what more do you want in a case like that? And she was an avid listener. She should tell my sister there in Ispingo Beach that Tamana Hamwarwanu, what your brother is saying. She's to love this program in the morning. So remember, we make special dua for her. Last night also we made dua. Allah maghfirlaha wa rahamha wa sakinha fil jannah. Allah mazukha jannat al firdaus il a'la. Allah jalla wa la grant the Padia family. Almighty Allah grant the entire ummah also. Sabre Jameel for their losses in different parts of the world, and the greatest gift you children can do for your beloved mother-in-law. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. The marhuma was Haji Bhai Padia's brother's wife, so meaning that Haji Bhai Padia's sister-in-law, brother's wife, brother passed away long time. So Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 Thumma Ameen. We've got a brother Bobby. He says, good morning to you, AK. He wants to know what caused the bad relationship between Gaddafi and Israel. Bobby, Ustad.
Remember that Israel hates every Muslim and hates every person among the Arabs. Because you must remember, the Quran mentions this, that the Jutlas, the Haramis, they want you must leave Islam. And the only time they will like you is if you give them oil or you give them money like Saudi Arabia and all that. Then they will like you, but otherwise they hate you. They are our worst enemies. Chapter 5, verse 82, the Quran Karim states, Gaddafi, you should know that what happened is he did not owe any bank in the world, no IMF, nor the World Bank, nobody. And he was totally in the black and not in the red. Second one, he pulled off what no country in the world could do, no America, no Europe, no Israel. The greatest irrigation system in the world, and so forth. You think this Israelis, Haramis can accept all this? So you must remember, he had such an idea. But you know, in Africa, 90% of the leaders are corrupted. So remember, he said, how there are 50 states in America. So we in Africa, at that time, we 50 states. We must have the United States of Africa, and so forth. So that was his aim. So whenever Muslims want to unite, you must remember America, Israel will be always there to cause big problems. Let this country fight that country, and so forth. That is their job, you must remember. For what they are cursed forever till the day of justice and beyond. For this very reason, remember that. For causing problems and murdering prophets and messengers and murdering children. As you can see now, hundreds of children are in the Israeli jails. Our brothers and sisters are in the jail and detention without trial. You call these human beings? Nay, we call them subhuman. Remember that. That is what you must remember. Your own correspondent wrote, and he is the person who writes in the Haaretz newspaper. So you should read it and look at it.
I've got Mervin Ustad. He says that, please tell me about the Pearl Sirat. Islam is so interesting. Sir, Mervin Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Mervin. You see, there is a bridge. And that bridge is the pathway to paradise. But remember, only those people will be able to cross the bridge who have true faith and conviction. They have Iman and they have Islam. Not people who are fence-sitters, not people who are sane and mature, but non-believers, disbelievers. So therefore, our salvation lies only exclusively in Islam, my brother Mervin. And you should study Islam without a jaundiced eye. And if you have any queries, anything to do with Islam, you must pose your question as you did today. We really appreciate it and we thank you.
I've got Brother Zahir from Cape Town. He says, what's happening with Sister Tully, Ustad? We're making dua that she accepts Islam. Did she make contact with Mufti again, or is her pastor holding her back, Ustad?
No, so far the past week, there's no contact. Maybe, you know, they face their own challenges. but they are listening, inshallah. We make dua for entire human race. Allahumma din nasa jami'a. Ya Allah, guide one and all towards Islam. Remember, we have to continue with the effort, and we must keep on making dua and supplicate. And remember, tonight in South Africa is your big night and your auspicious night, the 21st night. So it is a wonderful occasion to complete your Quran Sharif and the odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, and the time to make wonderful, wonderful du'as and so forth. So the rest, the result is in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But we can wait and make du'a. We hope she embraces
Ameen,
Islam.
Ameen, ameen. So I am a revert. Can I make i'tikaf? I don't know any surahs as yet, Ustad.
No problem. My brother, for i'tikaf, you go to a masjid. Must be a proper mosque, a masjid. And just speak to the imam, the trustees, and tell them that you want to sit for i'tikaf. You take my name also, it's fine. And then you will receive the reward. Mani i'takafa ashran fi Ramadan, kana ka hajjatayn wa umratayn. You receive the reward of 2 hajj, 2 pilgrimage, and 2 umrahs. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. So therefore, you should go, my brother, and that will be a good learning process for you. And remember, you must be inside the mosque before sunset. So you know, I'm just giving an example. Here by us, remember, we break fast just at 6 o'clock, 1-2 months before 6. So there in Durban, it'll be earlier. So 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30, you should be already inside the mosque. And go there Zohar time, 1 o'clock or past 12, whatever. Speak to the person, the imam or the trustee. And then when you go 5:15, you take your, you know, sleeping bag and whatever you. And you go very, very good. And that will be a mobile madrasa for you, a mobile place of learning. They will teach you all the basics of Islam. Very good, my brother.
Somebody says, please ask Mufti Saab, must mention this news that a church congregation accepts Islam, Ustad.
Remember, somebody sent it to me late last night. We're not sure whether they embrace Islam completely or is part of this Abrahamic Accord business. We need to be very careful when we send out messages, you know, on the social media and so forth. So sometimes people, they want to stay Christians and they say, no, we accept Islam. So in Islam, you can't do that. You must remember that if you embrace Islam, you have to detach yourself, divorce yourself totally from Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, all isms. Then only you become Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its entirety, in its totality. Islam is not a supermarket, pick and choose and so forth. So wallahu a'lam, I'm not saying they're not Muslim, but at the same time, I'm giving you some caution that we're not 100% sure whether they have embraced Islam in such a manner that where they have detached and divorced themselves totally from Christianity. That is the criteria always.
There's a listener says, Ustad, what happens to the deceased that get cremated, Ustad?
Remember, if he said so or she said so, that they must be cremated, then they die as non-Muslims. And then is khalidan mukhalladan fiha abada. Then they are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever, everlasting doom and gloom. Chapter 33, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Inna allaha la'anal kafirin. Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and they die in that condition. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has already prepared for them the furnace and the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will stay and dwell in that Jahannam forever, ever, for eternity. So remember, that is if that person said you must do this and so forth, so he's rejecting Islam. Second one is this, that he did not say anything, but the family, remember, they did that. So if he or she passed away with Iman and Islam, then one day he or she will enter Jannah and Paradise. I had an incident, you must remember that a lady embraced Islam, Hindu lady, and remember this Muslim person wanted to marry her. They met up in a tragic accident. So ghusl was given. We bathed the deceased, meaning our ladies. And then we read the Salatul Janazah. I performed the Salatul Janazah. And then the Hindu family came and they said that we're not going to allow you to bury her in a Muslim graveyard. She had no documentation. Therefore, anybody embraces Islam, you must sign an affidavit and some document that everything must be done according to Islamic law upon your death. That's compulsory upon you. So I'm telling you our own incident. Then I was present there. So they said, if you're going to proceed, then we'll get the lawyers and it'll go to court and a lot of stories. So we just said, we can't do anything else. And they took the body away and they cremated her. So in a case like that, she passed away as a Muslim. But she was cremated, but we will continue making dua for her because she was unaware of what she had to do. And from our side is our shortcoming also. Nobody really informed her that she should sign some document and so forth. So therefore, all of you reverts and people who embrace Islam, make sure you sign that affidavit. Upon your death, everything must be done according to the Islamic law, and give it to your imam, give it to your family member and so forth, so there's no problems post-death after your demise.
I see Sister Tully Ustad, she says that, hi AK, I'm listening to you guys, just that the pastor watches us and listens to the program as well. He buys for us groceries, food, etc. AK Ustad Tully.
Yes, Sister Tully, I knew that you are listening, but you see, that is my advice to you, Sister Tully. If you are worried about your rental, you are worried about your groceries, you are worried about your water lights and so forth, you must embrace Islam and believe from the inner recess of your heart, my salvation lies only in Islam. Mm. Regarding your embracing Islam, now you fear, but who will pay my water lights, my rental, my grocery? We will make the arrangements. You are in Durban and we got 101 family members there, thousands of friends there. So it's a small thing, it's not a big thing. So all that we can sort out. But you must embrace Islam lovingly, willingly, sincerely, with no ulterior motive. That is our message to you, my sister.
Ustad, a revered brother has a tattoo of a cross on his back. Does he have to get it removed, Ustad?
Remember, you are a Muslim and try your level best to get it de-tattooed. You understand? So, I mean, nobody can see it when you come for salat and prayer and so forth. But obviously, it's a sign and a symbol of Christianity. So, that is not permissible in Islam, not to wear it, not to buy it, not to sell it, not to have the tattoos. All are not permissible. So, therefore, try your level best. These guys who do tattooing, they can remove it, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala give you hidayat, grant us all hidayat. Inshallah, we're in the last lap now, last 10 days. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq to make extra ibadat, stay away from all sins. That is very, very important. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.